Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined on the line by Arun Viswanath of UB Harvard, a cybersecurity expert. And Arun, we're talking all about Facebook as they this morning unveiled some even newer security updates, trying to make it easier for people to adjust their settings. Before we get into that, how many people just had no idea before the news broke a couple weeks ago about Cambridge Analytica, about how much of their personal data was on Facebook and being used by advertisers or other businesses?
Hey, good morning, Susan, Brian. It's good to be here. And I got to say, I don't think anybody knew how much data about themselves is out there. You know, I mean, it's not just the 50 million people whose data were, you know, compromised. It's essentially any user. No one realizes how much Facebook has on us. And I think, you know, now people are starting to realize, and it's a little bit too late because the cat's out of the bag.
You know, now, Arun, Facebook is giving users more control as of this morning over their personal information. They're redesigning the settings menu and making it easier for you to download your data or delete it. But that doesn't mean, you know, even if you change your settings, it doesn't mean that your data is not going to be collected and shared, right?
That's right. I mean, the data is already with them. In the old Facebook, which is a week before this whole thing broke out, you know, if you wanted to get out of Facebook, it was like Hotel California. You know, you could check out anytime you like, but you could never leave. They would take a month to get the data out of their servers, and they would never really get it out of their servers. We don't even know where the data is. So, yeah, you can now, you know, go to some of the settings and say, okay, I don't want my data shared. But what about the data that you already shared for the last, 15 years? Yeah. That's not going away.
I was just about to ask you that. You know, say you can now delete all your Facebook data and it only takes a matter of minutes. All the other apps who Facebook has been sharing your data with, or advertisers or whoever it may be, all that's still out in the open, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And this is Facebook's fault. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they would love to call this a data breach, this whole Cambridge Analytica thing, but it's not a data breach. It's a, you know, privacy violation that Facebook, you know, should have known about and did know about. You know, back they were, you know, the FTC went after them a few years ago for exactly the same thing, third-party apps getting too much information. Facebook's got a philosophy, which is, you know, move fast and break things. And so they would move really fast into, you know, third-party markets and start opening their platform up so other people could start using it. And this is how we got into this mess to begin with. So, you know, once your data is out there, it's on some server in Indonesia, for all you know. It's, you know, I ask people to just go online and download their Facebook data to see. Right now, they've made it a lot easier to do that. And once you do that, you'll realize, number one, how much data they have on you. And number two, how many people have seen your data? How many advertisers? How many apps? And what these people are, you're never going to even find half these product companies out there. You know, they're like names that you would have never heard of.
And it's not like it was a breach, like you said. It's like they got caught.
Exactly. I mean, this is just something that they got caught doing. I mean, this is something they should have seen coming. I mean, they've already been fined for this in the past for exactly the same thing, third-party apps having too much data on you. It's really easy to do. You know, and we're talking about 50 million people. I can put money on this. It's a lot bigger than that.
Should this be treated as a wake-up call? Because at the end of the day, you can blame Facebook all you want for sharing your data. It was all of us, right, who shared it with Facebook in the first place. Is this kind of a wake-up call to most people who, you know, thought maybe they were just sharing some pictures with friends to realize, no, you're sharing pictures with everybody?
Right. I mean, this is a wake-up call to realize that the company doesn't see you, in this case, Facebook. You're just a product. You're not their client. I mean, the advertiser is their client. And so, you know, a lot of us who shared our data, even the people among us who shared our data and said, you know, let's keep this private, what we didn't realize is that little covenant of saying, hey, this is private, doesn't extend to Facebook and the advertisers. See, that's the scary part of this. So things you thought were just between you and, let's say, a handful of your closest friends, as far as Facebook is concerned, that's still their data that they sold out.
Do you think, Arun, that ultimately Facebook and, well, Twitter and Google, that they're going to come under more regulation?
Well, I would hope so. You know, I think the big guys here, it's not just Facebook, it's Google and it's Amazon. I mean, something we never talk about. I mean, between, you know, its server farms and all its products, I mean, these companies are, the three of them have more data on every one of us anywhere in the world right now. That's who we need to be concerned about. And I think the Europeans have been a little bit much more proactive about this. They've put, you know, better restrictions in place. But now we're starting to pay attention to this. And one way to do this is, you know, we're going to have some congressional hearings. Mark Zuckerberg is finally going to talk about it. But that's not going to be enough. I think we're going to need to have better restrictions on where the data is getting sent. Who's got access to this data? How can we limit this data from being sent to other people? I mean, these are really important questions, and I think it's time we started talking about it.
Well, I'm interested to see where it goes. Arun, thanks so much. That's Arun Viswanath, the cybersecurity expert who does work at both UB and Harvard University.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.